శివానంద లహరి. శ్లోక 18 టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ది లార్డ్స్ బౌండ్లెస్ కంపాషన్ ఆన్ హిస్ డివోటీస్. త్వమేకో లోకానాం పరమఫలదో దివ్య పదవీం వహంతస్త్వన్మూలాం పునరపి భజంతే హరిముఖాః కియద్వా దాక్షిణ్యం తవ శివమదాశాచ కియతి కదా వా ముద్రాక్షం ముద్రాక్షాం వహసి కరుణాపూరిత దృశా. సో అడ్రస్సింగ్ ద లార్డ్, ఓ శివ, ద థర్డ్ లైన్, తవ శివ మదాశా చకియతి దట్ శివ, త్వమేకో లోకానాం పరమ ఫలదః. త్వమేకో, యు అలోన్, లోకానాం పరమ ఫలదః, యు అలోన్ గ్రాంట్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ టు ద కామన్ పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ లోకానాం. అండ్ హరి ముఖాహ, హరి విష్ణు, ముఖాహ మీన్స్ అండ్ అదర్స్, విష్ణు అండ్ అదర్స్, హరి ముఖాహ విష్ణు అండ్ అదర్స్ అదర్ గాడ్స్ హు హ్యావ్ దివ్య పదవీం వహంతః. దివ్య పదవి, దే హ్యావ్ అక్వైర్డ్ గ్రేట్ స్టేటస్, దే హ్యావ్ ఆల్ అక్వైర్డ్ గ్రేట్ స్టేటస్ త్వన్మూలం, త్రూ యూ, త్రూ యువర్ గ్రేస్ దే ఆల్ హ్యావ్ అటైన్డ్ గ్రేట్ స్టేటస్. పునరపి భజంతే, దే ప్రే అగెయిన్ అండ్ అగెయిన్ టు గెట్ మోర్ సచ్ పొజిషన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ, మోర్ సచ్ స్టేటస్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ, మోర్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ గ్రేస్. తవ దాక్షిణ్యం కియద్వా, హౌ ఇమ్మెర్షబుల్, ఇమ్మెషరబుల్ ఇస్ యువర్ గ్రేస్, అపరిమితం, ఇట్ ఇస్ సో మచ్, యువర్ గ్రేస్ ఇస్ సో మచ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ అనిర్వచనీయం, యూ కెనాట్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ఇట్, ఇట్ ఇస్ సో మచ్ అండ్ సో గ్లోరియస్ అండ్ అపరిమితం, ఇట్ ఇస్ సో సో మచ్ ఇన్ క్వాంటిటీ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ గ్రేస్ బోత్, దట్ ఈస్ యువర్ ద బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ యువర్ గ్రేస్. అండ్ దాక్షిణ్యం, దాక్షిణ్యం, సో ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ది భక్తాస్, హీ డస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద డిజైర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీస్, దట్ ఈస్ హిస్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద గాడ్. సో ది హుమ్సో ఎవర్ భక్త వాంట్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ డిజైర్స్ హీ హ్యాస్, ద లార్డ్ డస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు దర్ డిజైర్స్. మత్ ఆశ స కియతి, అండ్ మై డిజైర్స్ దే టు ఆర్ హౌ మచ్ ఇస్ ద డివోటీస్ ఆస్కింగ్, హౌ మచ్ ఇస్ మై డిజైర్, కదావా అండ్ సో వెన్ విల్ యూ, మై డిజైర్ ఇస్ సో మచ్ అండ్ వెన్ విల్ యూ మత్ రక్షాం వహసి టేకప్ ద జాబ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ మీ, యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్అప్. సో కరుణాపూరిత దృశ విత్ యువర్ సైట్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ కంపాషన్, విత్ యువర్ కటాక్ష, విత్ యువర్ గ్రేస్, విత్ కంపాషన్, వెన్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు టేకప్ ద జాబ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ మీ, అండ్ మై డిజైర్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో బౌండ్లెస్ సో మచ్ అండ్ మత్ రక్షాం, విత్ మత్ రక్షాం హియర్ నాట్ జస్ట్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ మీ, మత్ అహంకారాత్ రక్షాం, రిలీఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ మై అహంకార ఈగో, బికాస్ దట్ ఈస్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ కల్ప్రిట్, దట్ ఈస్ ద వన్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అలవింగ్ మీ టు రీచ్ యువర్ ఫీట్. మై అహంకార ఈస్ మై గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఎనిమీ. రావణ వాస్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ శివభక్త, గ్రేట్ స్కాలర్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హీఈస్, హీ బ్రహ్మపుత్ర, ద పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ విత్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, స్కాలర్షిప్, వ్యాలర్, శక్తి, ఎవ్రీథింగ్, హీ వాజ్ శివభక్తి సో మచ్ బట్ స్టిల్ వాట్ వాస్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్ హీ హ్యాడ్, అహంకార, అహంకార వాస్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్. యాక్చువల్లీ అట్ ది టైమ్ వెన్ రామ వాస్ ఇన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్, వెన్ విభీషణ కేమ్ టు సరెండర్, వెన్ ఎవ్రీబడి టోల్డ్ నాట్ టు అక్సెప్ట్ హిమ్, రామ సెడ్ ఐ విల్ అక్సెప్ట్ హిమ్, why not, even if his brother Ravana comes here and seeks abhayam from me, I will accept him also. But Ravana would not leave his ahankara. So that is how he got lost everything. Sarvanashaha happened to him, ego. Atmanaha hridaya granthihi nivrittim prarthayate. That is what the prayer is. Hridaya granthi, the ahankara. That is the one, that nivritti of the hriday granthi, that is what the prayer here is about. Not that you come and protect me from this and that. My ahankara has to go away. So give me that ability so that I can get rid of my ego. There is no limit to my desire at all. Similarly, there is no limit to your compassion also. But all my desires, they all centered on, based on my ahankara. And if you can remove that ahankara, and remove all my desires and then give your greatest compassion. That alone is what I am looking for. But till such time my mind gets established at your lotus feet, my desires will keep on multiplying only. That is the Dina Bhava. So please protect me through your compassion to rid of my ego. That is a prayer. Shloka 19. And here, the grace of the Lord to change even my destiny. So we are all, you know, our prarabdha has driven us to take this janma. And the Lord alone can help us even to remodel ourselves, overpowering this prarabdha and then taking us in the right path. We have to be careful here. When prarabdha enables a person to take this janma, and everything in this janma, whatever we do, they are all driven by prarabdha. But we should not think that, oh, everything is predetermined. I have no role to play at all. So whatever will happen will definitely happen. That kind of attitude one should not have. The first sankalpa for the thought to do anything, that is driven by prarabdha. But once that thought comes, whether to nurture the thought or to clip that thought, that is based on our free will, our buddhi. So God has given us that buddhi, that power, viveka shakti, to make sure what is good for us and what is not good for us. And if there is a thought driven by prarabdha that occurs, which we think is not good, we should be able to clip it right then, so that it won't grow further. Shloka 19. Durasha bhuyishte duratipagriha dvara ghatake durante samsare duritanilaye dukkha janake madayasam kim na vyapanayasi kasyopakritaye vadeyam pritischet tava shiva kritartha kritartha kaluvayam. Samsare, I am caught in the whirlpool of life, samsara, which is how this life is. Durasa bhuyishte, filled with desires, all kinds of desires, durasha, all evil desires, all inappropriate desires. What are evil and good desires? Whatever desires are approved by the shastras, they are all good desires. Whatever not approved by the shastras, they are all evil desires. And duratipa grihadvara katake. See, taking a person to the door of evil masters. Sometimes, you know, with the prarabdha will drive a person to go and seek help from people who have no character. See, in our religion, we have got a very great virtue. When you go and get something from somebody, even that person might give either money or whatever it is. In addition to the transaction, for example, of the money from that giver to the receiver, in addition to that, the receiver also gets portion of the character of the giver. That is adrishtapalam. Drishtapalam is getting the money. Once he gets the money, okay, you got it from him. That's a drishtapalam. You already got it. Whatever purpose you got it for, you can use it. Whereas there is this adrishtapalam, the character of the person from whom one gets the money, that also influences the taker. That is why this is called asad parigraham. That is why in Sandhyavandana Karma, every day we do a prayaschitta for that. For example, we go work somewhere, we go to somebody's house, we take food there. We cannot ask them, did you earn the money in noble means or not? We cannot ask from our boss, are you all getting the money in noble? We cannot ask those questions, but we don't know. So for all that, there is the prayaschitta. We have to do certain things for the sake of living, but at the same time, we have to be sure. That is why in olden days, many of our ancestors, they won't take even food or water outside the house. So even they won't eat with many other people because of various other reasons. So this is durash. These are all people filled with desires which are all evil. And if I have to go to the door of people who are evil masters, I may have to depend on them for my livelihood. So for the sake of living, due to their destiny, one may have to seek help from such people of power and ego. The Lord alone has to help them with mercy. So Durante, that which always end in evil, that is Durante. So Durita Nilaye, that which is the storehouse of all sins. So if I have to come across such people, if I have to come across such situations, Dukkha Janake, and that which also leads, always leads to sorrow, Dukkha Janakam. Yegi samsparjasa bhogaha dukkha yonaya evacha adyantavanta kaunteyam nateshu ramate buddhaha. That's what Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. All the sense pleasures are a source of sorrow only. They have a beginning and they have an end. That is why the wise people, the jnanis, they do not indulge in them. And that is why the Lord also said, anityam asukam lokam imam prapyam vajasvamam. That's what the Lord said. Having got this impermanent, sorrowful world, worship me alone. Because that's what we all have got. We have to interact with people. Interactions cannot be stopped. We have to interact with them. We have to make a living. But all the time, Ishvara Dhyanam should be there. So that everything we do it with the grace of the Lord. Mat ayasam kimna yapanayasi. And why are you not giving me solace from a mire of sorrow? Ayasam. I am going through all these problems in life. Why are you not giving me solace yet? Kasya upakritaye. So that the letters written by Brahma can be true. Are you going to make sure that the letters written in my forehead by Brahma, Kasya means Brahma, Brahmaji, the letters written on my forehead, my lalata likitam, whatever is written on my forehead, my destiny, you want to make that true so that you can help Brahmaji? Vada, tell, answer me. Iyam pritihi chet tava. If this is pleasing you, this action of you, if this is pleasing you, vayam kritartha kalu. I will be, we indeed are more than fulfilled, satisfied. If this is what you want to do, okay. Because we have to understand, when we say the Lord can change our destiny prarabdha, based on that this janma has happened and free will is given by the Lord, we should be able to take the right step to make sure that we do the right things. But to fulfill one's own karma phalam, that is also the Lord's duty only. According to my karma, I have to reap the result. And Lord is karma phala data. He will give the palam according to his karma. He cannot say, okay, I like this person, so I will nullify his karma. Sometimes, you know, you get a ticket. If you know, perhaps people go to the police station and then try to see whether the ticket could be erased in some way. Lord doesn't do any of those things at all. As far as the Lord is concerned, karma palam has to be enjoyed or suffered. So by asking destiny to be changed, not that we ask any destiny to be changed, give me sadbuddhi so that I will be able to deal with it properly. That is all we can do. We should be able to deal with all situations properly in a dharmic manner. So if this is what is pleasing you, to fulfill what is written in my destiny by Brahmaji, so be it. Let if it is pleasing you, then it is pleasing to me also. Why it is pleasing to me also? When it is pleasing to the Lord, it is pleasing to the Lord means what? It is the rule of dharma. When it is pleasing to the Lord means it is the dharmic way. And when it is also pleasing to me means my dharmic thinking and the rule of dharmic rule of Lord are both in harmony. So I think as dharmic person, according to Lord, my will and Lord's will are one and the same. And that's what he tries to aim at. So whether it is the liking of the Lord towards Brahma or it is one's prarabdha to suffer punya papas, it is our duty to accept it. Because that is the Lord's will. That alone is the best way for all jivas. Shloka 20. So the mind is considered a monkey here. And the rope that can bind this mind monkey that is being talked about in this shloka. Sada moha tavyam charati yuvati nam kuchagirau natati asha shaka swatati jatiti swairam apitaha kapalin bikshome hridaya kapimatyanta chapalam దృఢం భక్త్యా బత్వా శివభవదీనం కురు విభో. శివ విభో, ద ఫోర్త్ లైన్, ఓ లార్డ్ శివ హు ఇస్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ విభో, సహా సదా మోహాతవ్యాం చరతి. ద మైండ్, మై మైండ్ మూవ్స్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇన్ ద వర్ల్డ్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూషన్, ఇన్ ద వుడ్స్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూషన్. మోహ అటవీ, అటవీ మీన్స్ వుడ్, ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్. సో ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూషన్ మై మైండ్ ఈస్ వాండరింగ్ అండ్ వాట్ ఆల్సో ఇట్ డస్, యువతీనాం కుచగిరౌ నటతి, ఇట్ డాన్సెస్ ఆన్ ది బ్యూటిఫుల్ బ్రెస్ ఆఫ్ యంగ్ మేడ్స్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్. మైండ్ ఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ వాండరింగ్. ఆశా శాఖాసు అటతి, ఇట్ వాండర్స్ అమంగ్ ద బ్రాంచెస్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్. ఆశా శాఖాసు, శాఖాసు మీన్స్ బ్రాంచెస్, ఆశా శాఖాసు అటతి, ఇట్ డాన్సెస్, ఇట్ జంప్స్, వాండర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ బ్రాంచ్ టు ది అదర్. హౌ? జటితి అభితః స్వైరం, వెరీ ఫాస్ట్ ఇట్ జంప్స్ ఇన్ ఆల్ డైరెక్షన్స్ అట్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ విల్. సంకల్ప వికల్పాత్మకం మనః, దట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్. మైండ్ కెన్ నెవర్ బి స్టేబుల్, ఇట్ విల్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ వన్ థింగ్ అండ్ అనదర్ థింగ్, జంప్ ఫ్రమ్ హియర్ దేర్. అండ్ నిశ్చయాత్మిక బుద్ధి, ఇంటలెక్ట్ అలోన్ విల్ మేక్ ఎ ఫర్మ్ డెసిషన్. మైండ్ ఈస్ ఆఫ్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ వాండరింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్, సో ఇట్ డస్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. కపాలిన్ భిక్షోహో, ఓ లార్డ్ హూ బ్యార్స్ ది స్కల్, దిస్ భిక్షా పాత్రం ఫార్ బెగ్గింగ్, దట్స్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్, వాట్ షుడ్ యూ డూ? భవత్ అధీనం కురు, యూ షుడ్ బ్రింగ్ అండర్ యువర్ కంట్రోల్ వాట్? మే హృదయ కపిం, మై మైండ్ దట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఎ మంకీ. ఓ లార్డ్ యూ బ్రింగ్ మై మైండ్ అండర్ యువర్ కంట్రోల్ అండ్ భక్త్యా బద్వా, టై ఇట్ విత్ ద రోప్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి, భక్తి టువర్స్ యూ. హౌ? దృఢం, వెరీ ఫర్మ్లీ యూ టై ఇట్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ది లార్డ్ ఇస్ నౌ గివన్ ద రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ. You have to tie my mind, which is jumping all over the place. So, I go to Lord for Bhiksha of compassion with my all my devotion and all. And what he does? He comes to me with his Bhiksha Patram also. So, he also comes with his Bhiksha Patram. That's why Kapal, that's what is said here. So, he comes with his Bhiksha Patram. I go to him also for the Bhiksha of his grace. So, the best thing is what? Is to give him the monkey of my mind. So what do? You control it. For you to give bhiksha, I have nothing else. I will give you my mind, which is like a monkey, for you to control, so that you can control that. Shloka 21. My mind is the tent, is the abode, is the place where Lord can stay, to reside.
Dhritisthambhadharam dhridaguna nibaddam sagamanam విచిత్రాం పద్మాడ్యాం ప్రతి దివస సన్మార్గఘటితాం స్మరారే మచ్చేతః స్ఫుటపటకుటీం ప్రాప్య విశదాహం జయస్వామిన్ శక్త్యా సహ శివగణై సేవిత విభో.
స్మరారే, స్మరారే మీన్స్ ద థర్డ్ లైన్. స్మరారే, ద డిస్ట్రాయర్ ఆఫ్ ది గాడ్ ఆఫ్ లవ్. స్మరా మీన్స్ మన్మత. He is the destroyer of the Lord of love. He is the embodiment of desire. Manmata is the embodiment of desire, Kamaha. And one who worships the Lord, who destroyed Kama, will win over all Kamas, and Bhakti can enter into such a person. When there is Kama deep-rooted in the hearts, Bhakti is very difficult to enter in full swing. So the Kama, he is the Lord who is the destroyer of Kama. He will destroy all kama in my mind also. Shiva, the Lord of Mangalam, auspiciousness. Swamin, the Lord of the world. Machetaha prapya. May you enter into my mind. And how is my mind? Vishadham. It is broad. And sputa pata kutim. Which is a kind of a tent. Or with beautiful curtains, white curtains and all that things. Sputa pata kutim. And Lord Shiva, you enter into the mind of my tent, the tent of my mind. So Lord Shiva, he likes all white colors, white ash, white snow, white bull. And also there is this flower, small flower called Thumbai flower in Tamil. And also the white sattvic mind, Dakshinamurti, is all supposed to be all white. And how is this tent made? Dhriti Stamba Adharam with courage and firmness as pillars of support. Dhriti. Dhriti is, that is the firm, the support for this pillar, the support for this tent. So Krishna says actually in the 18th chapter, Dhrityayaya Dharayate Manapranendriya Kriyaha Yogena Yogena Vyabhi Charinya Dhritihi Sa Partha Satviki. That's what Krishna says. So the strong perseverance, unwavering perseverance by which the devotee controls through the yoga of meditation, dhyana, the functions of the mind, if he can control the functions of the mind through dhyana, the vital airs and the senses, the prana and the sense organs, that firmness is sattvic, is considered sattvic. So that is dridha guna nibaddham, tied by the ropes of determination, vairagyam, dridha guna nibaddham, sagamanam, able to go to any place of liking, and vichitram, very beautiful, with multiple colors of numerous tendencies. Mind has so many different tendencies. Each tendency is like a different color. Looks very, very beautiful. Padmadyam, of the shape of a lotus flower, with the psychic centers, there are all these chakras, various chakras. Prati divasa sanmarga gatitam, and it is built daily, prati divasa, very new, every day. In sattvic way it is built. Every day in the morning when I get up, I think of the Lord and I worship the Lord throughout the day. Every day I create a new tent of bhakti in my mind so that the Lord will reside in that. Brahmanaham anveshane yojitam rajamarga samipe gatitam. The mind that is established in the path of self-knowledge, Brahmanaha anveshane yojitam, is that the mind that is established in the path of self-knowledge is like what? Is like the tent established near a good path. You don't want to put a tent in a some place where it's God-forsaken place. It should be in a place where you will have all amenities. You will have everything. It should be in a nice, safe place. May you enter that tent house of my heart. O Lord, Shaktya Saha Prapya. Don't come alone. Come with Uma, Shakti. Vibho, O all-pervading Lord. And Shivaganaihi Sevita, who is served by all the Shivaganas. Jaya. And to that Lord, let us all say Jai Jaikara. So come with Uma Devi. Come with your consort. So that means, what is the bhakti here? The moment he is associated with Uma Devi, then we are calling about Brahman with Maya. So that is the Brahman with Maya. As I told, in the entire Shivananda Lahari, we are not talking about Advaita Jnanam at all. We are talking about Bhakti, Dvaita Bhakti only here. And Lord associated with Parvati, associated with Gauri or Uma. And Uma is the person who gave self-knowledge to Indra in Keno Upanishad. We will see another occasion to see that. So you, please come and occupy the tent of my heart with your consort Uma Devi and also with all your Shivaganas. Sloka 22. Here the Lord Shiva is portrayed as the thief of our hearts.
Pralobhadyaihi arthaharana paratantro dhanigrihe praveshodyuktasan bhramati bahuda taskarapate imam chetaschoram katamiha sahe shankara vibho tavadhinam krutvam maginiraparadhe kuru krupam. Shankaracharya, he pointed out that we should always remember the goal of reaching the feet of the Lord all the time, whenever there is vivahara. We do whatever karyas, whatever engagements we are doing every day, always we should be remembering the feet of the Lord. Ultimate goal is to reach Him. So now he points out, it is not going to be that easy. Even though he says that's what we want to go achieve, it's not easy. Because there are other things which drag our mind, with which every human mind gets obsessed. And what are those things? the two basic purusharthas known as artham and kama. So mind gets dragged by these two, which are instinctive purusharthas. These are not purusharthas a person just want to get it. They are instinctive. Artha means this money and possession for the sake of security. But peculiarly, any amount you acquire for the sake of security, the sense of insecurity does not go away at all. And in fact, the sense of insecurity only increases, because not only I have to protect myself, I have to protect the possession also when I get more. For example, if you have to go out, we cannot lock the house because of burglary, robbery and all, Madras and places like that. If you lock, if you see a house locked, then it is entertaining so many other people. So we are worried about the security of the house, which is supposed to give me security. So that's what happens. Swamiji says, if you have a dog, if you have to go somewhere, you have to worry about what to do with the dog. There is a kernel, whether you have to put there and all that thing. And then what they do, after doing all that, they come to, maybe they go to some satsang or some lecture and all that thing, which is all about God, G-O-D, God. And the God chintanam will now, what will happen, what? While the student will have dog chintanam only, D-O-G dog. Because this is how things are. So the dog is meant for our security, and we are worried about the security of the dog. So sense of insecurity will not go away, because insecurity is a sense. It has nothing to do with external condition. A person can feel secure without anything. Kaupinavantaha kalu bhagyavantaha. That's what Acharya said. He has nothing except a kaupinam only, but he feels he is bhagyavantaha. So a person can feel insecure with everything, and a person can feel very secure with nothing. But we have a moha. That is why Shankaracharya says, Mudamate, Bhajagovindam, 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 Mudamate. What is moha? We connect security with external things. And since it is an internal problem, however much we go on adding, it does not give you satisfaction at all. That is with respect to artha. With respect to kama, the purushartha kama, the desire or pleasure, that also is exactly the same. One can never fulfill the desires. It can never be complete. Nishvasya kachatam, shati dashasatam, laksham sahasradipaha, lakshesha kshitipalatam, kshitipatihi chakreshatam vanchati, chakresha punarindratam, surapatihi brahmaspadam vanchati, brahma vishnupatam, Harihi Harapatam Trishnavadim Kogataha. When I have nothing, I want only 100 rupees. I think with that I can manage. Nishwa Hekashatam. Hekashatam. Once I become Shati, Shati Dashashatam, I think 1000 is a decent number. I want 1000. And then Shatam and Laksham Sahasradipaha. Then Sahasradipaha. Laksham Vanchati. Nowadays, what can we do with, you know, thousands? A few lakhs are required for a middle class life. We all try to argue. And lakshesha kshitipalatam. Once I have a few lakhs, then one thinks a good post like a senator or something like that. Some power and more opportunities, that may be better. Kshitipatihi chakreshatam vanchati. And that person, he wants to become an emperor. That is from maybe a senator to a president or prime minister, whatever. Chakreshaha punarindratam. He thinks, what is the use of all these positions, president and prime minister and all? So because everyone is born with so much of debt, you know, if we take any country, whether it is America or India, any child is born with so much of debt already. So he wants to be Indra. And if you think Indra is the happiest, if you go and interview Indra, he will say, Surapatihi Brahmaspatam Vanchati. He wants Brahmaji's position. That's what Indra thinks. I can create anybody at my will. That's what he thinks. And if you ask Brahmaji, he wants Vishnupadam. And what about Vishnu? He wants Harir Harapadam. Maybe this is written by maybe a Shiva Bhakta. One can reverse it also. So it can be Brahma Shambhupadam and Shambhur Vishnupadam also. Doesn't matter. So whatever it may be, Krishnavadim Ko Gataha. There is no end to this at all. So in the 21st shloka, Shankaracharya talked about the kama obsession. And in the 22nd shloka, he talks about the artha obsession. So he says, O Lord, I want to bring my mind to your feet. But my mind, what does it do? It goes after only money. He says, O Viboho, Shankara, O Lord, what my mind does? Dhanigrahe praveshodyuktaha. I want to meet rich people, business people, industrialists, which is not that easy. But somehow or the other, I want to meet them. For what purpose? Arthaharana paratantraha. Arthaharana paratantraha. Somehow, I want to share their wealth. Arthaharanam. And if I ask for direct donation, they may send the dog only. They may not give me any donation. Because when we go to raise funds for so many projects, we go through a lot of situations where, you know, they will say, come tomorrow, come day after tomorrow, come midnight. Actually, when we used to raise money for a particular temple here, one gentleman asked us to come close to midnight. He is coming after some shift. I will reach home by about 11:30. And please, if you come close to about midnight, it will be nice. We went there also. Anyway, so these are all so many ways of, you know, how people handle various situations. So, and if I ask for direct donation, they may not also give. Therefore, what they do? Pralobhadhyayihi. Pralobhadhyayihi means I go with a wonderful project. That is, you tell him, you put your money, I will give all my knowledge, idea, and all that thing. Mostly that they are there or not, we tell them. Somehow, let us have a common project. Then we can share the proceeds appropriately. So you are the investor, I have the knowledge, so let us share the profits. So my mind is constantly bhramati, scheming, planning. That's what my mind does. If you invest this much, we can make 200% profit and so on. Make all assurances. Whom to meet, how nicely to talk, how to convince. Morning to night, the mind is occupied only by these kinds of thoughts. Bahuda, in manifold ways. My mind is meditating only on wealth. It is seeking after artha only. That is why in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 7th skanda, that is a beautiful shloka, it says, Kamasyantam cha chutrubhyam krodasyaitat palodayatim jano yati nalobasyam jitva bhuktva dishobhuvaha. Even if a person conquers the entire world, there is no limit to desire. He still wants to get more. So, jatam vittam aharnisham niyamitaha pranairna shambopadam. So, Raja Bhadrakari, you know, he says in Vairagya Shatakam, O Lord, I also practiced meditation. But only the object of meditation was artha and kama. Na shambopadam. It never thought about the feet of you. It does not mean we don't require artha kama. We have to be careful when we understand these shlokas. We have to be careful not to misunderstand them. Life requires money. Even for a sannyasi, when he is hungry, he needs food. He needs clothing. Food and clothing are only modification of money only. Right? And if he has an ashrama, he has to all the time, he has to always have to be going on begging what? Bhavati manim dehi. Biksham degi manim degi, because he needs money to run the ashrama. So we are not criticizing or condemning money at all. We have to be careful because we look upon money as goddess Mahalakshmi and not like any demon. What he says is the whole life should not be spent only on arthakama only. There should be ample time for dharma and moksha also. Balastavad krida saktaha, tarunastavad taruni saktaha, Vriddhastavati chinta saktaha. Parame brahmani kopi na saktaha. That's what Acharya said. When you are a child, always you are playful. You want this, that and all. And when you become a youth, you are always interested in the company of the opposite sex, the spouse and all that. And when you get older, always you have the worry. How am I going to lead this life? How do I get my daughter married? This, all that thing. Who has time to think about Brahman at all? That's what Acharya asks. So, this verse should be very carefully understood. We are not condemning arthakama, but we want to make sure that is not the only goal of life. Taskarapathe, addressing the Lord as Taskarapathe. He is addressing as the Lord of all the thieves. In Sri Rudram, the Lord has a title, Taskaranam Pataye Namaha. The one who is the leader of all thieves. And Shankara addresses this way because what? My mind is the greatest thief. Because unknowingly or knowingly it goes all over. And it wants to get what? Money from other people. So my mind, which is like a thief, cannot be controlled by me. Therefore, you alone, who is the Lord of all thieves, must control my thieving mind. That is a prayer. So, imam chetas choram, this thief of my mind, katam iha sahe, I don't know how to handle. I also sit in meditation, close my eyes, I do japa, but somehow it goes out. Mind doesn't stays with me. So, sahe, I am not able to tolerate. O vibho Shankara, O Lord, tavadinam krutva, bring my mind under your control. Take charge of it. And mayi kripam kuru, have mercy on me. Relieve me from this difficult task of managing my mind. My mind, see the difficult task of managing my mind, I want to leave it to the Lord. My mind only is the problem. I am a good person only. And it is true Vedantically also, I am Atma, I am Nitya Shuddha Buddha Muktaha. But at this stage, he doesn't know, he is only a Bhakta. But in reality, it is true. Kamo Karishin Namo Namaha Kamak Karoti Nahankarta Kamak. See, in Taittiriya Upanishad, there is a beautiful shloka. Everything is done by desire. Desire is the agent. Desire is the one who drives me to do everything. I don't do anything myself. Same thing with respect to anger also. Manyu, that alone does everything. I don't do anything. It is my desire. It is my anger. They are the agents. They make me do all these things. Kamakarta nahankarta kamakarayita nahankarayita yeshate kama kama yaswaha. That is what the Upanishad says. So, kama is the agent. Desire is the agent. Manyu is the agent. So, that's what he says. It is a problem. I am a good person only, but it is my mind only is the problem. So he says, aham niraparadaha. I am innocent. So have mercy upon me, the innocent devotee. Shloka 23. This shloka again highlights bhakti and says, there is no other superior status than being the bhakta of Lord Shiva. Karomi tvat pujam sapati sukado me bhava vibho viditvam vishnutvam dishasi kalutasya palamiti punaschatvam drishtum divi bhuvi vahan pakshi mrigatam adrishtva tatkhetam khatamika sahe shankara vibho. Vibho, again, O Lord, who is everywhere, the all-pervading Lord, tvat pujam karomi, I perform your worship. And what you should do? Sapadi me sukadaha bhava, appear before me soon and give me happiness quickly. Don't wait. Dishashi kalu, and if you grant this to me, viditvam, the position of creator, vishnutvam, or the position of Lord Vishnu instead, tasya palamiti, as the reward for my worship. So as the reward of my worship, you give me the position of either Brahmaji or Vishnu, tasya palam iti, as a reward, punaschatvam drishtum, to see you or to have darshan of you again, divi bhuvi vahan pakshimagatam. What a beautiful imagination. Because I worship you so much, you are so pleased, and you are giving me either the padavi of Brahmaji or Vishnu, then what will happen? You will take that position of, you know, this Lord Shiva, where Brahmaji and Vishnu, they went to find the head and the foot of the Lord. So what Brahmaji did, he took the form of a swan and Vishnu took the form of Varaha. So the Brahmaji, he started to fly up in search of the head of Shiva. And Varaha started to dig the bhumi in search of the foot of the Lord. So he says here, divi bhuvi vahan pakshi mrigatam. Then if you give me these two positions, then I have to become a bird, a swan, hamsa, and fly in the sky, or become an animal, varaha, and dig deep in the earth. Then katam iha sahe tat kedam. How can I bear this sorrow of Adrishtva, not seeing you? Both of them didn't see him. Brahmaji told a lie as if he had seen. Neither Brahmaji nor Vishnu, they could not see. So the idea is for what? For bhakti, if any reward, however great the reward may be given, they are still obstacles for Ishwara Sakshatkara. So whatever reward a bhakti, a person can get, he got the position of Brahmaji, creator, or Vishnu. Whatever may be the position, Ishwara Sakshatkara cannot be God because it could be an obstacle. So, yasya matam, tasya matam, matam yasya na vedasaham, avijnatam vijnanatam, vijnatam avijnanatam. That's what it says. Upanishad says, it is known to him whom it is unknown. To whom it is unknown, it is known to him. He does not know to whom it is known. It is unknown to those who know and known to those who do not know. These are all, the Upanishad Vakyas are so complicated. If you just take a dictionary and try to understand the meaning, we will go nowhere. That is why we have to go to the acharyas for their commentaries. That is why all these bhashyas are written by all these acharyas. Adi Shankara is called the bhashyakara, the one who wrote a lot of bhashyas. As Vedavyasa is called the sutrakara, who wrote the Brahma Sutras, he is a bhashyakara. So acharya wrote commentaries on all these Upanishads and all. And the Upanishads tells all these things. The person who says he knows, he doesn't know. The person who knows never told I know. So that is the Ishwara Sakshatkara is such. A person who realizes the Chaitanya, he is that person. He has nothing to say. Shloka 24. The greatness of Kailasha Darshanam. Kailasa mountains. Kadava Kailase Kanakamani Saude Sahaganaihi Vasan Samboragre Sputagatita Murdanjali Putaham Vibhosambaswamin Paramashiva Pahiti Nigadan Vidatrunam Kalpan Kshanamiva Vineshyami Sukataham Kadava Kailase Vasanne. When would I live in Mount Kailas? The devotee is asking. Because Kailas is your abode. When would I live there? Kanaka Mani Saude Sahaganaihi. Along with all your Shivaganas, in this, all these precious stones, they are all studded in the golden mansion of yours. Kailasa Parvatam, supposed to be gold mountain. Shamboho, O God, who is the giver of all happiness and auspiciousness. Agre Sputa Gatitam Murdhanjali Puta. How I want to stand? With my hands raised and clasped in the Anjali Mudra, like this, I want to stand in reverence to you. Vibho, O Lord, who is everywhere. Samba. Samba means who is with Amba, Sa Amba, who is always united with Amba. Vagartavya Sampriktav, Vagartha Pratipattaye, Jagata Pitrovante, Parvati, Parameshwarav. The Lord and Uma, Parvati, they are Jagata Pitraha, the parents of the entire Jagat. How are they united? Vagartaviva Sampritta. Vag and Artha. Vag means the word and the meaning. The word and meaning are always united. You cannot say, I will give the word today, send the meaning tomorrow. They are united. The moment you utter a word, meaning goes with it. So they are so united. Samba, Samba. Swaminam. O God, who is the master? These are all various ways, Sambodhana, of addressing the Lord. Paramashiva, who is the bestower of Paramamangalam. Pahi iti nigadan sukadaha. I want to chant with pleasure. Oh God, save me, protect me. Protection is the same thing. Remove my ahankara and all that thing earlier. Vineshyami. And spend the time like what? Vidatrunam kalpam kalpan kshanamiva. Another beautiful imagination. Vidatru means the creator, Brahmaji. Brahmaji's time is a kalpa as if it is 1 second. That means without the sense of time, so much engrossed in the bhakti. Actually, Brahmaji's time frame, I don't know whether I told in our lectures, the Kali Yuga is supposed to be 432,000 years. And Dwapara Yuga is supposed to be twice that, 864,000. Treta is 3 times that long. And Krita Yuga or Satya Yuga is 4 times that long. And all these 4 yugas together is called one Chatur Yuga, which is 4,320,000 years. And like that, we have got 24-hour day and 365 days in a year. And 1,000 such Chaturyugas, that make a 12-hour day for Brahmaji, and another 1,000 Chaturvikas make a 12-hour night. So a 24-hour period of Brahmaji, a day and night, is 2,000 Chaturyugas. 2,000 multiplied by 4,320,000 years. Like that, his lifespan is 100 years. That is such a long lifetime. So such a long lifetime, by looking at you, it should go as if it is just a second. Kshanameva. It should just go away. Because my bhakti should be so much engrossed in you. I should never have the sense of time at all. It should be beyond the senses of time. That is a prayer. So when shall I, in such a blissful mood, pass like a second, the long period of time, the kalpa, covered by the lifetime of many Brahmas, staying in the very presence of Shiva along with all the Shivaganas. That is the prayer. In a gold-studded mansion, with precious stones and all, situated in the Kailasa mountains, and praying with my hands folded in the Anjali Mudra, and holding the head high, and then pray, Pahi, Pahi Maam, Pahi Maam, O Lord, save me, and get rid of my ego, and who provides all auspicious to all devotees. That is the extent of bhakti I should have. Shloka 25. The version of Lord on the Vrishabha, Lord seated on the bull. These are all bhakti granthas, as I told. Stavai brahmadinam jaya jaya vacho bihi niyamana niyamanam gananam keli bihi madakala mahokshasya kakudim sitam neelagreevam trinayanam umasrishtava pusham kadatvam pashyeyam karadrita mrigam kanda parashum. Kada tvam pashyeyam. Fourth line. O Lord, when will I see you? Brahmadinam stavaihi, who is prized by Brahma and all other gods. Brahmadi Adipatat tells about all other gods also. Jaya jaya vachobihi niyamanam. Surrounded by the ascetics, all those rishis and all chanting jaya jaya to that Lord. Gananam kelibihi, crowded by all the Shivaganas, and they are all joking, and they are in such a great mood, jesting and all, playing, attendants. They are all in such nice mood with the darshan of the Lord. Matakala muhthut. So this is the who is seated on the hump of the huge spirited bull. Madakala mahokshasya kakudi. Kakudi means on the back of the bull, you got that hump, that is called kakud. And the one who is seated on that spirited bull, huge spirited bull, on its hump. Neelagreevam trinayanam, who has the blue neck, neelagreeva, and the three eyes, trinayanam. Uma srishtava pusham, who is embraced by his consort, Uma Devi. Kara drita mrigam kanda parasham, who has the deer and hatchet in his hand. That's what he is having. Karadrita, Mrigam, Kanda Parasham, both of them. Actually, in the Kaivalya Upanishad, it describes what the sages, they all attain by various Achintyam, Avyaktam, Anantarupam, Shivam, Prashantam, Amritam, Brahmayonim, Tam, Adi, Madhyanta, Vihinam, Ekam, Vibhum, Chidananda, Arupam, Adbhutam. Umasahayam, Parameshwaram, Prabhum, Trilochanam, Neelakantam, Prashantam, Jatva, Munir, Gachati, Bhutayoni, Samasya, Sakshim, Tamasa, Parastat. Kaivalya Upanishad, beautiful mantras are given there. To gain Nirguna Jnanam, Saguna Upasana of the Lord with Uma Devi is implied. That is, we want to get Nirguna Jnanam. Ultimately, we want to enjoy Gunatita Brahman status. But what we have to do first? We have to do Saguna Upasana of the Lord with Uma Devi. As I told in Keno Upanishad, how Indra was given the knowledge by Uma Devi. So we have to pray to the Lord along with Uma. That is why he is here, who is embraced by the consort of Uma. Uma Srishtava Pusham. So pray to that Lord seated on the bull along with Uma for getting all this, the bhakti fulfilled, ahankara to be destroyed, and to be winner of his grace. Shloka 27. The great pleasure of worshipping the Lord's feet. Many of them are good imaginations of Shankara, the Bhakti Bhava. Kadavatvam drishtva girishatava bhavyangri yugalam கிரகித்வாஹந்தாஹஸ்தாபியாம் சிரசி நயனே வக்ஷசி வஹன்னு சமாஸ்ருஷ்யாக்ராய ஸ்புட ஜலஜ கந்தான் பரிமளான் அலம்பியா அலப்யாம் பிரம்மாத்யைஹி முதமனுபவிஷ்யாமி ஹிருதயே
முதம் அனுபவிஷ்யாமி கிரிஷா கிரிஷா மீன்ஸ் ஓ லார்ட் ஆஃப் தி மவுண்டன்ஸ் கைலாசா கிரி துவாம் திருஷ்டுவா பை சீயிங் யூ தவ பவ்ய அங்கிரியுகலம் ஹஸ்தாபியாம் கிரகித்வா ஹவு மச் ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ் டு டூ பை சீயிங் யூ அண்ட் ஹோல்டிங் மை ஹேண்ட்ஸ் யுவர் ஆஸ்பிஷியஸ் ஃபீட் தவ பவ்ய அங்கிரியுகலம் ஹஸ்தாபியாம் கிரகித்வா வித் மை ஹேண்ட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஹோல்ட் யுவர் ஃபீட் ஷிரசி நயனே வக்ஷசி வகன அண்ட் கீப் தவுட் ஃபீட் ஆன் தி ஹெட் மை ஹெட் ஆன் மை ஷிரசி ஆன் மை ஹெட் நயனே ஆன் மை ஐஸ் அண்ட் வக்ஷசி ஆன் மை செஸ்ட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு கீப் யுவர் ஃபீட் ஆன் ஆல் தீஸ் பிளேசஸ் சமாஸ்லிஷ்ய அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஹக் தம் அண்ட் ஸ்புட ஜலஜ கந்தான் பரிமளான் ஆக்ராஹிய ஸ்மெல்லிங் த ஃப்ராக்ரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி லோட்டஸ் ஃப்ளவர்ஸ் இன் தம் In that feet, I want to smell the lotus flowers in them. Because lotus feet, embrace it, smell it. Smells the sense of lotus flowers from them. Mudam anubavishyami kadava. When will I attain such an experience? Oh Lord, I want to gain that experience. To hold your feet on my chest, on my eyes, on my head. And also want to unhug them. And also smell, because it is lotus feet. I want to smell the fragrance of lotus. And then, alabhyam brahmadyaihi, which even Brahma and other people, they do not get to do. I want to do that. Oh, the Lord of the mountain, then shall you gain that kind of bliss to me. When will you give me? That is what Krishna said actually in the Gita.
Yunjannevam sadatmanam yogi vigata kalmashaha. சுகேன பிரம்ம சம்ஸ்பர்ஷம் அத்தியந்தம் சுகம் அஸ்னுதே
சோ த யோகி ஹூ யுனைட்ஸ் வித் த செல்ஃப் கான்ஸ்டன்ட்லி வித் த லார்ட் ஈசிலி ஹி என்ஜாய்ஸ் தி எட்டர்னல் பிளிஸ் ஆஃப் ஒன்னஸ் வித் பிரம்மன் வித் தட் ஒன்னஸ் ஹி என்ஜாய்ஸ் த ஒன்னஸ் வித் த லார்ட் சோ தட் இஸ் வாட் த பிரேயர் ஹி இஸ் மேக்கிங் நவ் ஸ்லோகா 27 Here, this sloka is an extremely important, a beautiful sloka, where what is really worthy of offering to the Lord is the flower of our mind only.
Karastehe madrau girisha nikataste danapatau grihaste swarpuja marasurabhi chintamani gane shiraste sheetamshau charana yugalaste akila shubehem கமர்த்தம் தாசியேகம் பவது பவதர்த்தம் மம மனஹா
சோ தி ப்ராப்ளம் ஃபார் எனி சீக்கர் இஸ் டு ஹவு டு ஹேண்டில் ஒன்ஸ் மைண்ட் மைண்ட் சைஸ் வி டோல் இஸ் அ மங்கி சோ அசாந்தசிய மனஹா பாரஹா மைண்ட் இஸ் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட் பர்டன் ஃபார் ஒன் ஹூ டஸ் நாட் ஹாவ் சாந்தி ஃபார் எவ்ரி பர்சன் ஹூ டஸ்ன் ஹாவ் சாந்தி மைண்ட் இஸ் அ பிக் பர்டன் சோ சம்ஹவ் த டிவோட்டி வாண்ட்ஸ் டு ஹேண்ட் ஓவர் த மைண்ட் டு த லார்ட் So earlier we saw that Lord was addressed as Taskarapatihi, the leader of all thieves. That is the leader of all difficult people. Thieves are all difficult people. He is the leader of all difficult people. So take control of my mind. You need such a tougher to take control of my mind. But Shankara was worried. Seeing the condition of my mind, the Lord might reject my mind. So don't pass it on to me, he might say. So he uses another method here of gifting it away to the Lord. For that, he gives a justification also. When I gift something, we want to give something which other person does not have. That is what we normally want to give. Otherwise, you know, if you go to marriages and all, they will always give the same rice cooker, all kinds of things. You know, you may have a dozen of them. And so Shankaracharya says, I just explore to find out what you don't have. Oh Lord, what is it you don't have? I want to find that. I found out that you have everything in the world. Except this unique specimen of my mind, which cannot be found anywhere. My mind is so unique. So take it. I want to offer this to you. Now if you look at the shloka, in the first three lines, the Acharya tells the Lord how he has everything. Lord has everything. Karaste Hemadri, in your hand, you have the mountain, the Himalayas.
According to mythology, it is considered to be a golden mountain, and so you got blocks and blocks of gold. But that cannot be seen by us, otherwise we will all go with our quarries and all that thing to take the gold away. So that is, and this also Lord got from whom? From his father-in-law, Himavan. So he got this Himalaya, which Hima Parvatam, which is considered to be a golden mountain. So Hemadrav Karaste Sati. Sati Saptami, actually Saptami Bhakti. So Karaste, in your hand, in your disposal. And in case you need any financial assistance, that also is not a problem for you, because your friend is whom? Is Kubera himself. Dhanapatav Nikataste. Kubera, Dhanapati. At your call, he is waiting. At your beacon call, he is there. He will give a blank check to you anytime you want. Grihaste Swarpuja, Swarbhuja, Amara Surabhi Chintamani Gane, Swarbhuja Amarabani. All the wonderful celestial things are near you. Swarbhuja, Parijata Vrikshaha, the celestial tree, Parijata tree is there. Swarbhu, Swarga Bhumi, Ja means born out of. So Swarbhuja means Parijata Vrikshaha is there. And Swar means Swarga Bhumo Jataha. Swarga Bhumo Jataha, the one that is born in the Swarga Bhumi, that is Parijata Vriksha. It is always with you. And Amara Surabihi, Kamadenu is there, the celestial cow, Devanam Surabihi. And Chintamani Gane, it's a Chintamani's name of a gem. What is the uniqueness of the tree, the cow and the gem? All of them are capable of giving whatever you think of them, ask of them. That is, this Krishna is called, you know, Prapanna Parijataya. Krishna was called Prapanna Parijataya Totra Vetreka Panaye Jnanamudraya Krishnaya Gitamurta Duhe Namaha. So Parijataya, Prapanna Parijataya, wish-yielding tree. Whatever wish you ask, it will yield you. One of them itself is enough. Chintamani is enough, or Parijata is enough, or Kamadenu is enough. But he has got all three of them, Kamadenu and Chintamani, all of them. So Chintaprada Manihi, so whatever you wish, you get it. Here, chinta should not be taken as worry. We have to be understood. We have to become Vriddhastav the chinta shaktaha. There we said chinta shaktaha. We said chinta is worry. Here it is not worry. It is a gem, chintamani. All these are grahaste in your residence. They are all there. Then what about providing you with other comforts like air conditioning and any of those? Firstly, it is Himalayas, a snow-covered mountain. It is already cool. Not only that, for your personal benefit also, Sheetamsuhu is on your head. The cool red moon is bedecked on your head, Chandra, which is known for its cool rays. And Charana Yugalaste, Akilashube, all other auspicious things, Akilashubam, so Ananda Pradavastuni, all of them, they are all at your feet. So when this is the status of you, what can I give you? I have nothing to give at all. Kam artham aham dasye. Which padartha, material, can I gift you? Kadam artham. At last, I got a brainwave and discovered one thing that you don't have. O Girisha, O Lord, mama manaha bhavadartham bhavatu. I have decided to place my mind at your feet as my gift to you. And gift is not supposed to be returned back. So you take it, keep it. It's a very nice way of putting surrendering to the Lord. So the devotee wants to surrender to the Lord totally by offering his smile. We'll stop here and see him in the next webinar. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Linasya Parasamaheshwara Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.